I'm Randy Larson, and this is Science and National Security. My guest today is Dr. Michael Nelson, and our topic is cloud computing. Now, Dr. Nelson was formerly the Director of Internet Technology at IBM, so probably a pretty good guy to talk about this. Welcome, Michael.
Glad to be here.
Okay, let's start with something easy. What is cloud computing?
Well, there's a lot of different definitions, but it all boils down to doing your computing on somebody else's machines located somewhere else. Gmail and many of these online email systems is the best example. Your data is stored in somebody else's machine, somebody else's data center, but there's 101 different applications out there. If you're a startup, often you're going to buy access to storage and web hosting on some company like Amazon or Google, and they're going to run it for you. That's a new model. It's a fundamentally different way of getting your computing. It's like the change from having a generator at your house to plugging into the electric grid.
Okay, so everything from Gmail to small startups to major corporations and the government can be
exactly
using cloud computing.
Sure.
Now, Larry Ellison, everybody knows him, CEO of Oracle Company. He says, we already do this. They just put a new name on it. What do you think?
Well, that's not quite true because it is a new capability that allows you to take many different services that live out in the cloud and combine them together. Facebook is another example. You create photos, put them up online, you link to somebody else's web page, you can run a game on Facebook that's running somewhere else, not on a Facebook server. All that comes together because we now have common standards, common glue that makes it all work together.
You spoke at a conference I attended a couple weeks ago at George Washington University. I had a lot of different folks there talking about it. One of the things that really caught my attention was when someone said, cloud computing is today where the World Wide Web was in 1994. Is that a bit of a hyperbole?
I don't think that's hyperbole at all. This is a game-changing technology, and we're just at the early stages. With the web in 1994, we had the basic technology, we had the concept. We were starting to experiment, but we had no idea that Amazon, eBay, Twitter would all grow up out of the web. And today we have the cloud, we have the basic idea, we have the core technologies, but we haven't solved all the problems yet. We don't have all the standards, we don't have all the security, and we have no idea all the ways it'll be used. But it's clear that this is a game changer. It's going to dramatically cut the cost of doing computing and storing information. It's going to enhance the way we collaborate online. This isn't just a 5 or 10% or even a 50% improvement. This is a 500% improvement.
Okay, that's why we're talking about this today, because it's going to be revolutionary technology. Now, and the thing that really jumped out of that workshop a couple weeks ago was the economic model was so convincing. Give us a couple short examples of what you mean, how that's going to change the game.
Well, the big difference for many companies with the cloud is that they can get as much capability, as much computing power, as much storage as they need when they need it. In government today, we often see agencies buying rooms full of servers that only get used for a week or two each year. The reason, of course, is they have to buy enough capacity to meet the surge. At the IRS, they have to be ready to handle all those inquiries in the first half of the month of April. Same thing in startups. They have to be ready for the buying season that starts right after Thanksgiving, and they have to handle all those orders in 3 weeks. And the rest of the year, they have machines just sitting there empty. Unused, no storage, no computing. With the cloud, they can plug into somebody else's infrastructure and they can get as much capacity as they need when they need it. So that's one clear cost savings. Rather than having machines idle 80, 90% of the time, they can now use a cloud service provider's equipment 60, 70, 80% of the time. But the other big opportunity is they can be running on world-class, leading-edge technology that's more efficient, more secure, and easier to manage. And in the end, that may be the biggest cost savings. Rather than having to hire your own team of people, constantly being upgrading the software, they can let somebody else do it who has automated systems, much better self-monitoring systems that are more secure and more reliable.
We're talking to Dr. Michael Nelson, a visiting professor at Georgetown University and the former director of technology for the Federal Communications Commission. Okay, you convinced me on the economic model. I'm still not sure about the security stuff. So let's say I'm an information manager at a large county like Los Angeles or something like that. Can I really afford to store my information somewhere else? Is it going to be secure, sensitive information?
I think the answer to that is that it will be more secure. It will not be perfect. We're not going to design perfect systems ever. But the fact is today, most of the data that's out there is not all that secure. It's very hard to attract world-class talent to some small company outside the tech field. It's much easier for that company or that federal agency to plug into the infrastructure being run and designed by the world's best engineers. And that, I think, is the real thing to remember, the most important thing to remember. This is a infrastructure which is going to have to be reliable, secure, and easily managed and monitored. If it's not, that company is not going to make a go of it. They're not going to be able to compete against other companies. Right now, there's a lot of competition between Amazon, Microsoft, IBM, Google, all trying to provide cloud services that are more reliable and more secure.
Okay, very short answer here. How about if they want to store my information in Beijing or Moscow? Is that going to be secure? Am I going to know where it's stored?
Well, that's part of the design. We have to build self-monitoring systems. We have to build systems that can provide for automatic audits, and that can be done.
Where can I learn more?
Well, there's a great article from The Economist called Let It Rise. It's a year and a half old. It's available online. There's also a wonderful book called The Big Switch by Nicholas Carr.
And there's a conference coming up.
There's an interesting conference on April 20th at Georgetown, a symposium on the crowd and the cloud, innovation, collaboration, and the next phase of computing. We're going to have many of the top scientists working in this field talking about the opportunities on the cloud.
Dr. Michael Nelson, visiting professor at Georgetown, thank you very much for being with us on Science and National Security.
Thank you.